I'm Katie Gilkey with the Land and Livestock Report. The International Meat Secretariat recently held its sixth IMS Economics Workshop in Paris. This year's meeting was hosted by French livestock and meat associations and their respective technical institutes. U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Erin Bohrer chairs the IMS Economics Committee, so she worked closely with the host organizations in planning and developing the program. And she shares,
"The workshop is structured so that the first day we have very short country-specific briefings, and so we have the delegates from around the world present the situation and outlook and key factors driving production and trade in their respective countries over the next 2 to 3 years. And so we have the opportunity to hear almost in a bullet session format from the source, from in-country, what's happening around the world."
Bohrer shares that Joel Haggard, USMEF Senior Vice President for Asia Pacific, spoke at the workshop about a number of key policy issues in China.
Joel Haggard talked China's key policies that are most likely to impact global meat trade. And Joel had his work cut out for him because obviously China has many complex policies. He touched on things like China's goals for self-sufficiency, China's changing grain policy, China's views on regional trade agreements, which could have even more legs now that the U.S. is out of TPP.
That's today's Land and Livestock Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.